This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. Art Days, presented by the Miami Downtown Development Authority, is in its fourth year. Held from September 11th through the 13th, it's a celebration of art and the city itself.
Hi, I'm Alice Robertson. I'm Executive Director of the Miami Downtown Development Authority.
Why was this started? What was identified in the community that was in need?
Well, we gathered all the downtown art venues together in a room, and they came up with Art Days as a way to showcase what is already here and to give the local community something to do when it's off season.
Was the local community perhaps not engaged as much as they should be in art and in downtown?
I think many people, our hardest sell sometimes is to the local community, that they remember a downtown that was maybe a little less friendly. And there's so much going on in the new downtown that this is a way for them to come as families, as, you know, large groups to come and experience what's going on. Some people have not even been to the Perez Art Museum, one of our new jewels that's in Miami. And I think that what Art Days does is show that there's a lot going on and that you should come on down.
It seems to me, from the third to the fourth year, you've really exploded. This has really become a very big thing.
It is, and there's a lot of excitement. And each year builds on the last year. After every year, we take a look at what happened last year and what was good, what was bad, and how do we improve on it. This year, what's a little bit new, we're getting a little bit more into the performing arts. There's more tours by artists so that you can actually experience it through the eyes of an artist. More opportunities for interactive experiences. You can come to the Hub and design your own t-shirt. The Hub is located at the Miami Center for Architecture and Design, which is in the heart of downtown at 1st and 1st Street. So you come there, you can plan your itinerary for the day and select what events that you want to highlight and go to first. The Fringe is going on, which is kind of edgier projects that are temporary art installations. This is the third year of the Fringe, but what I would say now is it's just getting even better as far as the quality of the artwork that's being done. And so it's an expansion of what we did last year. And I think that people, especially the local community, is going to be surprised at what kind of variety is in downtown and the arts.
At Art Days, you can explore creativity in ways you never thought possible.
The Sightless Tour. Tell us about that.
Right. It's a tour of art in downtown, but blindfolded. And so you experience as if you had, if you were blind, but you're experiencing your different senses.
So literally you're going to have a group of people that are going to be guided down the street with blindfolds on?
Yes.
Because I work in audio, right? So, and I think of audio, I think of sound as art, but maybe people don't always think of it that way, right?
Well, and that's one of the things about this year's Art Days is that it's exploring the whole spectrum of arts instead of just focusing on one, you know, visual arts or performing arts. It's like giving people experiences that they want to have. So you can custom make your Art Days experience to what you want it to be. And it's our shared love of art that brings us together as a community in downtown Miami.
WLRN will be participating in Art Days again this year. Visit our studios on September 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and record a story about what the arts have meant to your life. You can learn more by visiting dwntwnarts.com. You can follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.